has been watered, and it looks beautiful here at Witterfield. Obviously, warm summer evening. It is hot. It is humid. But Rafters excited to be home. They got in about 2 days ago at 5:30 in the morning. It was a long bus trip back home. They got in, and I can say the team was a little bit, they were excited that that game got canceled yesterday, just given to how much they have worked and how much they have been on the road so much, being back home. So it was a well-rested off day for this team. And now back here, you have your off day, you have your rest. Now go out and take down the Lakeshore Chinooks. So this is the final meeting between these two teams here at Witterfield. The next two series will be in Lakeshore. So the third and final one. But the Rafters, starting with Luke Hansen, he'll be getting the start at leadoff spot. Ty Johnson will be coming in second. Jack Basir, third. Brendan Bobo will be the cleanup. Garrett Broussard, fifth. Harrison Didowick, sixth. Jorge Degatti, seventh. Nolan Saylors, eighth. And Levi Jensen batting in the nine hole. As for the Chinooks, Drew Townsend at the start will be leading off. Hunter Grimes at second. Joey Spence at third. Avery Owusu-Asedu, who's had a big mark against the Rafters. He's hit the ball well, and a guy that's hit a couple RBIs. So Cody Kelly will be batting sixth. Brady Council batting fifth. Brady Council sixth. Josh Overbeek seventh. Will Johannes eighth. And Gabe Ressler batting in the nine hole. So right now, a group of young kids will be getting let out. So a really cool opportunity for these young kids, but you look at this Rafters team, they can find a way to take down Lakeshore, and they have done so three times this year. They're batting 240 as a team, 240 hits they've acquired, 138 runs with 123 RBIs. So Matthew Moeller, a guy that getting the start on the mound for Lakeshore, he's a guy that's appeared against the Rafters back on June the 12th. He had four innings pitched, no hits, no runs, and had seven strikeouts. So the left-hander is really posed a problem for this Wisconsin Rapids team. So they're going to have to find a way to answer him, because he has been good, to say the least. 12 strikeouts on the season, 7 2/3 innings of work. But you look at it, he's given up seven hits and five runs, but none of those came to Wisconsin Rapids. So right now, the Rafters are getting introduced. As they get introduced, they're running down the third base line and high-fiving all the kids. So a really good opportunity, a really cool opportunity for these young kids to get involved with this Rafters organization. Great crowd here on hand at Witterfield. So a game that obviously was supposed to be scheduled yesterday, both aren't today, and now this Rafters team, they can continue to play well, and it was just dramatic fashion the way they won in Traverse City, with the momentum not on their side, bottom of the ninth, giving up four runs. They looked a bit little defeated, I can say, but they had a great heart and great just togetherness to find a way to win that game. So Rafters introduced now, as Ryan Kaiser, the right-handed pitcher, will be stepping out. So Lakeshore on the first base line, Rafters on the third base line. So first pitch coming up here very shortly, in a couple minutes. National anthem just upon us. And it's probably been the hottest it's all been all year here at Witterfield. So the Rafters are going to have to dig deep all game and the next one as well. A big evening in front of them. They head to Madison tomorrow and then the day after as well. And then they have Fond du Lac on the road on Sunday. But then after that, they're home for quite a bit. They have about six home games in 7 days. So they have a lot of home games as the first pitch comes in from a young gentleman. But we're going to take a quick step aside here. National anthem coming up shortly. We'll be back.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Center Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Back here at Winterfield as an honorary military guard stepping out right now, and Rafters on the third baseline, all in their military uniforms, as Lakeshore on the first baseline. But the military guard right now with the United States flag stepping out right now in a great opportunity here tonight at Winterfield, and stepping out right now. But this Rafters team can look to take down a Lakeshore team batting at 257, 149 runs, 254 hits, and 137 RBIs. They're fifth in the Great Lakes West, but they've won three of their past four. They lost on Monday to Rockford 7-6. But for them, you know, they took down this Rafters team. The last time these two teams played, they split the series. The Rafters have only swept them once. So national anthem right now being played. But you look at it, this Rafters squad, two new faces, Luke Hansen and Harrison Didowick, two highly recruited products from the state of Virginia, are looking to help this Rafters team and lift their talent even more. Didowick is a big star and a Cavalier. Luke Hansen as well, and appeared in 26 games, 45 at-bats for him. So he's a guy that batted a 356 for Virginia in the ACC. Definitely a guy that can help this team. He's a prolific shortstop, very dynamic, a lot of heads-up plays for him. So definitely improving this Rafters infield that already is star-studded with names. Ty Johnson, a guy that getting the start at second. And Garrett Broussard, another guy. Seen him at shortstop a lot, but will be in at third base. So Brendan Bobo, we've seen him at right field, left field. He's back at first base today. So this Rafters squad, can they find a way to take down a Lakeshore team who had a three-game win streak and then lost to Rockford last night, but winning three of their past four? So Brian Dyer down there with Orlando Rodriguez and Josh Nikoloff. Assistant coaches for the Rafters, Cook Schreider, obviously back at the helm. And this is a big stand for the Rafters. Two games tonight, but nearing the halfway point of the season. So if they can find a way to continue to win games and go on a little bit of a run here, they will put the first place in question as, look, they might have an opportunity. Because if they clinch first, they get a playoff berth. So that's the question. If this Rafters team can find a way to win the next three, four, five games in a row, that is really going to put them in an opportunity to get first. So Lakeshore right now mathematically definitely out of the first place position in the Great Lakes West Division. But you know, the Rafters in the state of Michigan for 4 days and three nights. So they're just excited to be back at home. Kaiser did not make the trip. We'll also probably see Drake Fries here today as well. He did not make the trip. There are two guys that did not, Kaiser and Fries. So both the San Diego guys. So Luke Hansen right now, the shortstop, and the long blonde hair and the right-hander from the University of Virginia. He'll also be leading off. We'll get to him later, him and Harrison Didowick. Didowick right now at center. But Lakeshore, Rafters will take on the Chinooks on July 6th and the 7th at Capco Park. So last meeting between these two here at Witter Field. This is the third and final time. So Kaiser getting the warm now, getting warmed up right now. A guy that's had three games appeared in with a 1-1 record. He had the win versus Fond du Lac and the loss versus Wausau. 12 innings of work, allowing 6 hits, 2 runs, and 7 strikeouts. So out of the University of San Diego and from Valencia, California, the right-handed pitcher. And getting warm now, Levi Jensen, excited to be back in the lineup. But as for the Chinooks, Townsend, Grimes, and Spence are set to be due up here in the top of the first. Hunter Grimes, a guy that's batted 250, 9 RBIs for him, and also a home run. He's out of the University of Arkansas. So plays in the SEC, definitely a big get for Trevor Cho and this Lakeshore staff. So right now, the Great Lakes West Division standings, you have Wausau in first, Wisconsin Rapids second, Green Bay third, Madison fourth, Lakeshore fifth, and Fond du Lac sixth. So Drew Townsend will step in now out of Missouri State, a rising junior from Kansas City, batting at 224, 8 RBIs for him. As Ryan Kaiser will be getting set to lead off this long evening, 14 innings of baseball in front of us. Kaiser will set and serve on the first ball up and away, out for a ball, 1-0. Kaiser appeared in 12 games with 28 innings of work for San Diego, 37 hits and 19 runs allowed. But he acquired 24 strikeouts, the 1-0, and hugs the inside corner in for a ball, 2-0. Ty Johnson at second. We've seen him at center and second as a 2-0. Right down the pipe for a strike, 2-1. He's been such a big player for this Rafters team as Jorge Degatti will be getting the DH role. He leads the team in batting average, so there's a reason why. The 2-1 way inside as Townsend backs away, 3-1. So three balls, one strike. Kaiser will look in again. He'll kick, wind, and fire inside for a strike as Townsend, about to take off his ankle brace, has to put that right back on. He throws the bat to the side. That's a 3-2 count. So the count runs full. Kaiser will come set the long stare. He'll kick, wind, the 3-2 fouled backside. So the count runs full. Kaiser was named the All-WCC freshman team. And was a captain of his baseball team in high school for his junior and senior year. He attended the University of Arizona for a semester as a 3-2 in fouled on once again. So the two San Diego guys we'll see here today. This pitching duo, they've been successful. They've gotten a lot of strikeouts. So Kaiser, the payoff, swing and a miss inside for strike number three. One down for the Rafters as Townsend strikes out swinging. As Hunter Grimes out of the University of Arkansas, batting a 250 from Kerrville, Texas. A rising redshirt senior, 9 RBIs for him. So Grimes, the right-hander, on the right-handed pitcher of Ryan Kaiser. Kaiser will look in and deliver and paints the right edge of the zone inside for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike with one down. Fastball came in at 91 miles per hour. Kaiser will look in again. The 0-1, swinging a pop-up out on the right side, and it stays in play as coming and making the grab is Bobo for two down. Brendan Bobo at first base today. So popped out was Grimes, and this will bring up Joey Spence out of Notre Dame. And the rising junior from West Bend, Wisconsin. He's batting a 286. He has 11 RBIs. As the first offering comes down and away and in for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count. Two outs, back-to-back outs, a strikeout on a pop-up. As Kaiser will fire in the 1-0 and right down Main Street in for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Kaiser likes to pitch. He stares it down. Will kick and serve the 1-1. Popped back out behind home plate. 1-2. Rafters looking for a 3-up and 3-down inning. That will be a good start on the defensive side of things. The 1-2. Popped back out behind home plate and away. Count remains at 1-2. So Kaiser, this season, last season, went 4-1 with a 5.24 ERA. The 1-2, swing and a miss outside for strike number three. So two strikeouts for Kaiser. The Rafters go 1-2-3. We head to the bottom of the first here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Back here inside Winter Field as Luke Hansen will step in now, the right-hander, making his first at-bat for the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, a rising sophomore out of the University of Virginia from Williamsburg, Virginia, and went to Lafayette High School. He appeared in 26 games for the Cavaliers with 45 at-bats, 16 hits, 3 doubles, and 9 RBIs. Batted a .356. So definitely a guy that had a great season for the Cavaliers. He had 12 putouts as well, 37 total catches as Mueller digs in and finds his own for a strike. Was an unbelievable athlete at Lafayette High School. He played baseball and football, serving as a two-year captain in both of those sports. As Mueller sets and serves the 0-1, swing and a miss outside for Hansen. His father, Dane Hansen, played at Army, was a left-handed pitcher. So Luke Hansen in high school as a starting quarterback was 25-5. The 0-2 from Mueller. Swing and a miss upstairs. 3 straight strikes for Matthew Mueller. As Hansen, not a good start. But it's only one at bat. So he strikes out swinging. And this will bring up Ty Johnson. Matthew Mueller, yeah, definitely a guy that they're going to have to watch out for. A freshman coming up this season. Was just a high school senior this past year. Going to Gonzaga University up in Spokane. As a Brookfield, Wisconsin native, he's a tall left-hander. He delivers in and once again finds his own. He's at 3 games appeared in with an 0-1 record. He lost versus Fond du Lac back on June the 21st. 7 2/3 innings of work, allowing 7 hits and 5 runs, but acquiring 12 strikeouts. 7 of those came against the Rafters back on June the 12th. The 0-1 fouled backside. So Ty Johnson, 31 hits on 101 at-bats, leads the team in at-bats, batting a .307, 12 RBIs for him. And he also has crossed home plate 14 times as Mueller will look in, kick, and deliver the 0-2. Swing and a miss upstairs once again. So strike 3, back-to-back strikeouts for Mueller. And Jack Basir will step in now. 26 hits for him on 90 at-bats. A recently committed TCU product. So he'll play his collegiate baseball in the Big 12 in Fort Worth next season. As Mueller will kick and serve in the first offering in for a strike, 0-1. Basir, 12 runs and 11 doubles, batting at .289. No balls a strike. Mueller will look in now. The 0-1 home, popped away out right side, 0-2. So once again, Mueller getting ahead in the count. Back-to-back strikeouts, both swinging from Hansen and Johnson. And now Jack Basir, one strike away from 3 straight strikeouts. Mueller will look. 2 down. The 0-2. And bounces on the right side of the dirt. And away, 1-2. Basir batted a .345 for Pepperdine, was in the transfer portal, had a obviously a good amount of schools interested in him, but knew he wanted to go in the Power 5, and he certainly did. The 1-2 in, and a swing and a jam shot that drops into shallow left center. And Basir will get on base. And the first hit of the game belongs to the TCU product, Jack Basir. So Brendan Bobo will step in now. 11 hits on 56 at-bats, batting a .196. So he's gone down recently in his batting average. But 4 home runs, tied for first on the team with 14 RBIs as well. So Bobo, also in the transfer portal right now, looking to go on a big-time school as the first offering comes in on the left side of the plate in the strike zone, 0-1. Obviously, in his second summer, the team MVP last season. No balls a strike. Mueller looks at first, delivers in for a strike. Got him swinging, 0-2. He led the league in home runs last year with 17. He had two home runs back on this recent road trip against Battle Creek. One three-run shot, and then a solo home run as well. The 0-2 swinging a ground ball over to Council at second. Fields it up, throws it over to first for the third out. So we head to the top of the second inning, scoreless through one. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing city fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the second, Avery Owusu-Asadu will step in now, the right-hander from Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, as he swings out and pops right side, fouled off. From Waukesha, Wisconsin, batting a .235. Six RBIs, and a rising senior stands tall. So Kaiser will set in now, the 0-1, up and away outside of the zone for a ball. 1-1. So Owusu-Asadu slotted in at center field. Has played well here at Winterfield. The 1-1, way down low, and outside for a ball. Two balls a strike. Rafters with a hit. Jack Basir got on base. But other than that, it's scoreless. The 2-1. Up and finding the zone, 2-2. So Kaiser gets back in the count, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The long stare down, the bend of the knee. He'll come set. He'll kick, wind, serve, outside, popped away. Count remains at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Owusu-Asadu, a rising senior for SIU Edwardsville. And a 2-2 way inside as Owusu-Asadu had to back away, but sees a ball 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. Owusu-Asadu looks in the payoff. Up and away outside for ball number four. He'll take first. And that puts the first runner on base of the game for the Chinooks. Cody Kelly, the first baseman from Missouri State, rising senior from St. Michael, Minnesota, batting a .237. He's had two home runs this season with eight RBIs. As the pickoff over at first, Bobo late to the tag. Owusu-Asadu slides headfirst into the bag. He'll lead off at first. Kaiser with already two strikeouts today. He had two in the first inning. As he serves in on a breaking ball right down the plate for a strike, 0-1. No balls a strike. As once again, the checkoff over at first. And not in time. So Kelly slotted in at first base today, then once again throws it over, and Owusu-Asedu just puts his fingertips on the bag. 0-1 count, the left-hander of Kelly on the right-handed pitcher of Kaiser. He likes it. He'll come set, fire in, a swing and a pop-up into shallow left. Hansen running under it and gets out of the way for Basir, who makes the grab for one down. So popped out was Kelly. As Brady Council batting a 277, 9 RBIs from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, plays his collegiate ball for the Golden Gophers of Minnesota in the Big Ten. So one down and the throw over to first. They're really putting Owusu-Asedu back towards the bag. Council, a guy that's definitely had his fair share of success against the Rafters. He swings and misses and takes the first strike, 0-1. No balls a strike with one down. Kaiser will set and serve up and away outside. 1-1. So only one person on this starting lineup for the Chinooks bats over a 300, and that's Gabe Ressler. He's batting in the nine hole. The 1-1 swing and a miss outside for a strike, 1-2. So Council reached for it on the outside edge and was caught swinging. One down. One ball and two strikes. Kaiser likes the signal, throws it over to first, and that ball goes behind Bobo, not able to field it in his glove. Owusu-Asedu slides cleat first into second. As he'll take second, so an error there for the Rafters. A low throw from Kaiser through the glove of Bobo. And Owusu-Asedu in scoring position. That's the first time the Chinooks have had that all game. 1-2 count. Kaiser looks over at second and up and away outside on the fourth offering for a ball, 2-2. So Bobo, ball went through his glove as he reached down for it, and the 2-2 once again down low as Jensen, that ball went right under him, but was fortunate to see that ball not go past and into the backstop. So count runs full at 3-2 with one out. Chinooks still looking for their first hit. Owusu-Asedu stands at second. Kaiser glances at now. The payoff on a curveball up and outside of the zone for ball number four. That will put Council on first. Owusu-Asedu on second. And now two runners on for the Rafters. For the Chinooks, excuse me, here in the top of the second. Josh Overbeek will step in now, the third baseman from Cisco Junior College, batting a 234, tied for first in the lineup with RBIs with 11. Cincinnati, Ohio native, but two runners on here for the Chinooks. They're threatening here in the top of the second. One out. Kaiser will look down on the left-hander of Overbeek. He'll glance at second, fire in the first offering, and way down low below the zone, 1-0. So Council at first, Owusu-Asedu at second. Only one out. Kaiser down on the count, 1-0. A swing and a ground ball that goes past Bobo at first. Rolls in the right field. Owusu-Asedu is rounding third, heading for home. And the Chinooks strike first here in the top of the second. They lead 1-0. So that advances Council to third. And getting on first is Overbeek. An RBI single for him. And Lakeshore leads 1-0. Will Johannes will step in now out of Madison College. One out. The first offering finds the right part of the zone in for a strike, 0-1. Fastball came in at 90 miles per hour as the 0-1 out of Muckwinago, Wisconsin. 1-1 count with one down. Council stands at third. Overbeek at first. And the third offering in for a strike, 1-2. 1-2 count. As a checkoff over at first. Bobo late to the tag, 1-2. Bobo was not able to field that hard hit ground ball. One ball, two strikes. Kaiser will set and way outside, low of the zone for a ball. 2-2. So two Madison College guys, Johannes and Wrestler, are due up. A swing and a miss for Johannes. He strikes out swinging for two down. The third strike out of the game for Ryan Kaiser. And this will take us to the bottom of the order. Gabe Wrestler from Madison College, rising junior out of Rockton, Illinois. The only Chinook to bat over 300, batting a 310, seven RBIs. So all the strikeouts from Kaiser were swinging, each team with a hit. As the first pitch comes in for a strike, 0-1. No balls, one strike. And once again, the throw over at first. And Bobo had to reach low. So Kaiser will look in now. At first is Overbeek. At third is Council. The 0-1. And right part of the zone inside for a strike. 0-2. But the Chinooks draw first blood with a run, an RBI single that came at the hands of Josh Overbeek, which allowed Owusu-Isedu to get home as he's swinging a pop-up as Overbeek was ready to take second. But has to retreat back towards first. 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes. Two down, top of the second. Kaiser fires the 0-2 as a ball pulled right side out of play. Off-speed pitch of 77. Came in on the last one. So Wrestler, the shortstop, the right-hander, has an opportunity to get another hit and send another run home. The 0-2, swing and a ball driven out into right center field. Running after it and not making the grab in time is Didowick. One run scores. Rounding third, heading for home is Overbeek. Two run scores and the Chinooks lead 3-0. Here in the top of the second, a two RBI double from Gabe Wrestler. Lakeshore off to a great start. So Didowick not able to field that ball and goes in behind him. As the top of the order comes, Drew Townsend will swing and a miss inside. Four and strike, 0-1. But now the Rafters have given up three runs on two hits. 0-1 count. Kaiser will look in. Look back towards second. The 0-1 in. And right down the plate in for a strike. 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two down. I'm just trying to get out of this inning now. The 0-2 swing and a miss down low for strike number three. So another strikeout for Kaiser, but he gives up two hits and three runs as the Rafters trail 3-0. We head to the bottom of the second here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 61. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 86. Lows around 61. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Mid-80s Saturday and Sunday with a chance for scattered storms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 86.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Rafters trail 3-0. We head to the bottom of the second inning as Garrett Broussard will step in. So Rafters gave up three runs in the top of the second, a RBI single from Overbeek and a two RBI double from Ressler, and that's where we stand. They've only had one hit that came at the hands of Jack Passier, who got on first. But other than that, they haven't had much success, but only here in the bottom of the second. Garrett Broussard, 15 hits on 74 at-bats, batting a 197 as Moeller, two strikeouts in the first inning. And now ahead in the count on one. No balls, one strike. Moeller will look in. A swing and a ball hit into left center field. And running after it is the center fielder, Usuwasedu, for one down. Broussard, decent contact, but wasn't able to find any green space as Harrison Didewick will step in now. So Didewick making his first appearance at the plate for the Rafters, a rising sophomore and a Virginia Cavalier from Chesapeake, Virginia. 53 games played this season with 159 at-bats. He acquired 40 hits and 34 RBIs, batting a .252 as he sees the first offering in for a strike on one. A guy that just got out of playing baseball at the College World Series, as he went 2-for-5 in the CWS with an RBI, where he got one against Florida, as he's down on the count 0-2. So definitely a guy to watch out for the Rafters. Had a career-high 3 hits in one game versus Virginia Tech. Back on April the 11th, the 0-2 from Moeller. Outside, Didewick pulls away. So the left-hander, Harrison Didewick, played for the Vermont Lake Monsters in the future Collegiate Baseball League last summer. As the 1-2, Didewick check swing and away, as he didn't fully come across. Count, it's 2-2. So a guy that was a 2022 third-team ABCA Rawlings All-American, a highly rated recruit, as Moeller will look in. One down, the 2-2, up and away, so three straight balls, as Didewick disciplined at the plate now. So definitely a guy to watch out for if you're opposing teams. Hanson, the Virginia Cavalier, struck out on his at-bat. Now the second one, 3-2, swing and a miss. Strike three, Didowick went after it on the left part of the plate and was caught swinging. So unfortunately, the Virginia guys, two strikeouts from them, but they have plenty of baseball to be played. So two down. Jorge Degatti leading the team in batting average with 371, 13 hits on 35 at-bats. He has five RBIs as Mueller deals in for a ball. So Matthew Mueller, three strikeouts. We're only in the bottom of the second. The 1-0 inside. Degatti bends down low in for a ball. 2-0. So Degatti batting in the 7 hole. Only one hit for the Rafters. Down 3-0. Mueller, the tall left-hander, will set, deal the 2-0 swing, and right down the plate, 2-1. Two balls a strike. Jorge Degatti, the Indiana Hoosier from Miami, Florida. 2-1 as he pops one out, right fouled off. So deuces across the board. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. So Jorge Degatti previously attended the University of Florida, appeared in 9 games, and made his collegiate debut against Georgia Southern as a pinch hitter. The 2-2, swinging a ball jammed down on the right field side, and running after it is Grimes for the third out. So a 1-2-3 inning for the Chinooks. We head to the top of the third. Rafters trail 3-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the third, Chinooks 3, Rafters 0, as a pitching change in store. So the other San Diego pitcher, Drake Fries, will step in now. 5 games he's appeared in, 13 innings of work, allowing 9 hits and 2 runs. He's at 14 strikeouts with a 1.38 ERA. So the right-hander from Orange, California, and the rising redshirt junior will take down the pitching duties. He'll face Hunter Grimes, who popped out to first on his last appearance at the plate. And at the University of Arkansas from Kerrville, Texas. So Ryan Kaiser's day, he went 2 innings, 45 pitches, allowing 2 hits and 3 runs, but he had 4 strikeouts. So Fries will take over. Chinooks with 2 hits. And an RBI single from Overbeek and a two RBI double from Ressler. As Fry sets in the first offering, a swing and a ball well hit into left center field, running after it at the hits on the top of the wall. And heading to second is Grimes. So a big hit for Hunter Grimes and a leadoff double for him. As Joey Spence will step in now. So the Chinooks up to their third hit of the game. So not the start for Drake Fry as he would have liked. Gives off a double. As Joey Spence struck out swinging last time up. Standing at second is Grimes. And the first offering and out and away. But the check swing comes in for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. Fries looks in. Looks over at second. The big leadoff from Grimes. A swing and a miss outside. For a strike, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2 popped up left side out of play. But Fries appeared against Lakeshore where he went three innings back on June the 18th, allowing two hits and a run with four strikeouts. He also appeared at Lakeshore on June the 12th with three innings, allowing three hits and a run and one strikeout. The 0-2 just down low for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Fries will set it in again. He'll deal a swing and a ball hit into deep center field. Running after it, making the grab is Didowick. The tag up over to third. The launch across, sliding cleat first into the bag. It was Grimes. He'll take third. So Spence flies out to center. This brings up Avery Owusu-Asedu, who walked last time up. But a runner on third with Grimes. And the Chinooks threatening to get their fourth run of the game. And take a commanding 4-0 lead. Leading 3-0 right now. As Fries looks in. Fires in. And finds a strike zone in 4-0 strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. Fries again, way inside and backing away and stepping outside of the batter's box was Owusu-Asedu. One ball, one strike, and one out. Fries will set in. A popped up ball fouled right side out of play. Owusu-Asedu, definitely a guy that has had his success against the Rafters. Back on June the 18th when they beat Wisconsin Rapids here at Witterfield, he went 2-for-6 with two RBIs. 1-2 count. A popped up ball fouled right side once again. So staying alive is Owusu-Asedu. Crossed home plate today. 1-2 count. Fries will set and serve on a ball way upstairs. Outside of the zone, 2-2. Only one out. Grimes stands at third. Two balls and two strikes. Chinooks up to three hits now. The 2-2. Swing and a miss down low for strike number three. So Jake Fries getting his first strike out of the evening. And it comes on the Southern Illinois Edwardsville products. Two down, and this brings up Cody Kelly, who popped out to left field last time up. So the left-hander from Missouri State Fries will deliver, and Jensen catches it on the left edge, but out for a ball, 1-0. Kelly batting at 237, 8 RBIs for him. He has 2 home runs as well. The 1-0 as a ball dug in and hit left side. Out of play, 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Fries comes set again. He'll take a deep breath, fire the 1-1. A popped up ball hit into the shortstop of Hansen, clears everybody out, and reaches out to his left, makes an easy grab for the third out. Rafters don't give up any runs. We head to the bottom of the third. They trail 3-0. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Welcome to the Main Street Cafe. You are in Bloomer, a few miles north of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. A small town, 3,000 people, but there are big things happening at the cafe.
Every year, on the average of about 150,000
pies. 150,000
pies
and more than 65 varieties made, sold, and enjoyed here. But can you guess which is the most popular pie choice in Wisconsin? Apple, cherry, or pumpkin? The answer coming up.
Most of it's made by hand. The taste, the flavor. We use real Wisconsin dairy products.
Real dairy products, including free ice cream on your pie and free refills of milk. It's something cafe owner Donnie Stoick likes to brag about.
So our horn like to toot. We do that every day, not just during June.
As we wrap up our celebration of June Dairy Month, did you guess? Cherry pie is the Wisconsin favorite, according to Instacart. Now we want to know yours and who makes it. Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the third inning, Shooks 3, Rafters 0, as Nolan Sailors out of Creighton University will step in the Omaha, Nebraska native. So the right fielder, his chance on his first appearance at the plate today. He's had 4 hits on 29 at-bats, batting a 138. 2 RBIs for him as Mueller digs in and fires low of the zone. 4 ball, 1-0. Rafters only 1 hit today. It came at the hands of Jack Basir. Other than that, they've been hitless. The 1-0 as check swing down low. 4 ball, 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. Matthew Mueller, 3 strikeouts for him today. As he deals in the 2-0 up and away. Out 4 ball, 3-0. Levi Jensen is on deck. So Sailor's the left-hander. 3 balls, no strikes. The serve and bounces in the dirt for ball number 4. 4 straight balls, Sailors will take first. So that puts a runner on as Levi Jensen, it is his turn to clean up, batting in the 9 hole. 4 RBIs for him, struck out 17 times, 6 hits on the season, batting a 105. So he struggled at the plate. He's a guy at times that's made great contact with the ball, just has unfortunately flown out to the outfield. So Sailors stands at first, has the big leadoff. Mueller will deliver in the first offering and finds the strike zone, 0-1. No balls a strike. Mueller will kick and look over at first. And the checkoff, getting back in time with Sailors. 0-1 count. Mueller, 3 strikeouts on the day. two strikes away from making it number four, the 0-1. And that hits the top of the hand from Jensen. He's claiming to the umpire that he was hit. And the umpire says it's foul ball. 0-2 count. Three hits, three runs for Lakeshore. All came in the top of the second. An RBI single from Overbeek and a two RBI double from Ressler. So that's where we stand. 1-1 count.